We are still in Simen Resh Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. We are about to do the Ramah here that may have been included in yesterday's day. But let's first do a Chazar of everything we've done so far. In Resh Nun Gimel, so far we've been doing the Shita of the Mechaber, the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, and that is that Chazal made a Gzeira, that if you're going to leave your food on the fire, on the coals, over Shabbos, in a way that with time it gets better, it's mitstamek v'yafalo, we're afraid that at some point or another you're going to stoke the coals in order for it to cook better. Therefore, it is usur to leave any food that is getting better with time by cooking, mitstamek v'yafalo, even though it's fully cooked, but it's mitstamek v'yafalo, you cannot leave that on a kira, you cannot leave that on a stove, unless you are either goreth the gecholim, you sweep them away, or you cover them up with afer. You cover them up with ash. So if it's goreth a katum, then it would be mutter, otherwise it would not be mutter. This is the shita of the Mechaber. This only applies in a kira that has fuel that leaves coals over, whereas if you used fuel of kashu gvava, straw, something that's just going to burn up and not leave coals, obviously there's no makam for a gzer of shemi echata, so there the halach is that it is mutter. So the Ramah now adds, according to this, yes, and the Mechaber told us one more thing, that if you throw into it raw something raw, if the whole thing is raw, or you put raw meat into it, we're talking about dafka meat, since you don't really expect to cook for a very long time, the halachi is that we're not choshesh for chitui, and it is mutter. Then you're mesiach das, you know it's going to take a long time, you don't bother looking at it, you leave it the way it is. Now the Ramah says Hagosh Shtei Kiras Hamesimus Zo Eitzel Zu. What happens if you have a pair of stoves of the Dofen Shalcheres Beinehem? They are separated by a wall, a ceramic wall. Ha'achas Grufa Ktuma Vashniena Grufa Ktuma. One of them is covered, or the coals have been removed, and the other one is not. Mutter Lishos Ala Grufa Ktuma. You are allowed to leave something on the one where the coals have been taken out or covered. Even though it is also gaining heat, it gets heat from that oven next to it, which is not garfakatum, since the one it's on is garfakatum, that is enough. And the Mishnah Berurah adds to that, this is something that that really pertains to later sifim, that not only is it mutter to leave something on it, shehiyah, but even chazor is going to be mutter. We'll later see that you're allowed to return on Shabbos with certain conditions. You're allowed to return the food to the stove. The halacha will be, you need garif akatum there. You can even return it to a stove that is garif akatum if it is next to it, situated next to a stove that is not garif akatum, although the other one is adding heat to it. Yeah. Now we go further. Up until now, we were dealing with a kira. Now, generally speaking, like throughout Shas, a tanner is an oven where you bake something on the inside of it, and a kira means like a stovetop. However, with regard to Simen Resh Nun Gimel, what they really are differentiating between in kira and tanner, as the Mishnayos do, is the intensity of the heat. And there are actually three different forms of this apparatus for cooking. The case of a tanner is a case where it's very wide on the bottom, meaning where you put the fuel, there's lots of room. So you put lots of firewood there, and it gets very, very hot. And then it goes in to the point that in the place where you actually keep the pot, it's quite narrow, and there's only room for one pot. Therefore, you get an intensity of heat, because the wide part on the bottom is where you have all the wood. The narrow part, which is on the top of the oven, is where all the heat gets up and concentrates into. You have a lot of heat concentrating on the place that you actually place the pot. So again, it is wide on the bottom, narrow on top. Its heat is intense. That's a tanner. A kira is actually the opposite. A kira was something which was narrow on the bottom and wide on top. It's narrow on the bottom so that there's not that much room for firewood, and it's wide on top so there's room for two pots. As such, the heat is not so intense, and there we had all of the halachas that if you cover it or you remove the coals, we say that that there's no chashash that you're going to be chot in the gecholim, that you'll stoke the coals. A third apparatus is what's known as a kupach. A kupach is pretty much straight. it's got room for one pot on top, and there's room for enough firewood of the same width. So unlike the Kira, where it gets wide on top, and unlike the Taner, where it gets narrow on top, this is uniform throughout. So you get more heat than a Kira, but a lot less heat than a Taner. What are the halakhas of them? So up until now, we were dealing with the Kira, and we saw the halakha there was that if it's Garuf HaKotum, then it is mutter to leave something there, even though it's Mistamik V'yofalo. Says the Mechaber, V'tanur afilu husak b'kashu gvovo. Even if all you use was straw, so there's not going to be any, you will not have any coals left behind. Osir, it is osir, afilu lismochlo. Not only can you not leave the pot on it, you can't even leave the pot next to it. Afilu mugara fakotum, even if you remove the coals or you covered them. What's the reason for this? Because its heat is so intense, Chazal had a chashash. Now, what exactly is this chashash? Seems to be a machlokas rishonim. And the Mishnah Berurah is following the shitas that even when you remove the coals, there's always a little bit left there. And certainly if you're just covering the coals are all left there. So the chashash is, since you're using an apparatus that gives intense heat, even though you've removed the coals or you've covered them, still you're counting on this to do the cooking. And if it's not going to do a satisfactory job, there's a chashash of chitui. So the Mechaber is paskening that even if you used straw, or you're not placing the food on it, only next to it, it's still aser. Afilu hu garuf hakotum, even if it is garuf hakotum. Now the Mishnah Berurah is medayik from the lashon of the Mechaber that even if you use straw and it's garuf hakotum, it's still going to be aser. Mishnah Berurah brings down that the mashmos of the Rambam is that it's only if you used wood where there are charcoal, where there are coals left over, only there do we say that garuf hakotum doesn't help. But in the case of straw, where what's going to be left behind will be minimal, if you even remove that or you covered that, there, according to the Rambam, there's no chashash even in a taner whose heat is intense. Says the Rama, Hagol kozman shayat soledesbo. How hot would it have to be? And there's still an iser. If it's a taner that begins with very intense heat, so long as it is still yatsa ledespo, you couldn't keep your finger on it. Meaning, as long as it's still too hot to keep your finger there, we still give it a din of a taner. Although at that point, the heat is no longer intense. Since it's an apparatus that generally has intense heat, we say that you're expecting it to do a good job, and in your disappointment, you're going to go and stoke the coals. What happens if it's not yatsa ledespo? So there, we're going to see the halacha is you can even place it on Shabbos itself. That is not considered an oven. It's not considered a stove. It's not a kira, not a taner. There's no iser of placing anything there. Says the Mechaber, v'kolshkin sha'osur lishos betocho al gabo. If you can't even put something next to it, certainly you couldn't put anything on top of it or inside of it. Now, this is all in a case where you would normally need garuf hakotum. In a kira, wherever you'd need garuf hakotum in a kira, garuf hakotum does not help in a taner. How about mitstamik varalo, food that gets worse with time, where the more it cooks, the worse it's going to be? There it'll be mutter even in an oven, in a taner, because there's no chashash of chitui b'gacholim that you're going to stoke the coals. You don't want the food to ruin. Similarly, that we were matter in a kira, if you put raw food, raw meat into it, so we say that you've given up on it cooking too quickly. And therefore, we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals. The poskim amata, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, even in the case of a taner, where the heat is more intense. Nevertheless, it is mutter, even though it is not garuf hakotum. The same way that in a kira you don't need garuf hakotum, in a taner you wouldn't. So the rule is, wherever you need to remove or cover the coals in a kira, in a taner, that's not going to help. But where you don't need to remove or cover the coals in a kira, it'll be mutter in a taner. So far we discussed Kira that had its halachas, Taner that has its halachas, and now Kupach. Kupach shumakam shvises ktera achas. A Kupach, we said, was straight. It had the same amount of room on top as it does on the bottom for the firewood. So imhusak bakasho gvava, if you fueled it with straw, dino kakira, it is considered like a kira. Now, a kira that's fueled by straw, you're allowed to leave anything there, and you don't even need garuf hakotum. begefes o beitzim, whereas if you actually use firewood that leaves behind charcoal, dino ketaner, it's considered a taner, and garf v'katum will not help you. Says the Rama, v'tanurim shalonu dinam kekira. Our tanurim, our ovens, are considered akira. Why is that? First of all, because our ovens, unlike the tanurim of Chazal, are not open on top. They're open on the side, which means there's a lot more air there. The heat is never as intense. Also because they're quite wide, so once again, the heat is not intense. So in all of our, we do not have ovens that are so intensely hot as to asir it, even if it's garav v'katum. The Mishnah Brura says that there could be an exception. For example, a baker's oven. If you've ever seen a matzah oven, it is so hot, the heat is concentrated in there. It's got a very small door and a large area for charcoal or a gas oven, if one has that. It's very, very hot. Something like that, the Mishnah Brura holds, would have a din of a tanur, where even garf a katum wouldn't help you. All right, so far we're still in this first shita, the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. What is the essence of this shita? That once you're dealing with food that constantly gets better, it is mitstamik v'yofalo, the longer it sits on the fire, the more tasty it gets, the halachi is that Chazal are afraid, according to the Rif and the Rambam, and this is the Shita of the Mechaber, Chazal are afraid that because your food keeps getting better, that you're going to keep checking up on it, and you may go and stoke the coals on Shabbos. You'll be over on the Isser of Havora, making something burn better on Shabbos. So they said that you need, if you have fuel there that doesn't just burn up, but it leaves coals, you have to remove that or cover it. It has to be gar v'katum, and again, provided that you're dealing with a kira. What happens if someone broke the halacha? V'im shochach v'shoho. What happens if somebody forgot, he accidentally left something over? So generally speaking, in the halachas of Maisa Shabbos, in the halachas where someone went and did malacha on Shabbos, whether b'shogeg, whether b'mezid, so we'll find later, this is in Simen Shin Yud Ches, the Mechaber goes into this, the Mishnah Brura goes into it in detail, there are halachas, and in most cases, it is usur for use on Shabbos itself. If someone did malacha, a b'mezid or b'shogeg, if you're dealing with an iser daraisa, then the basic halacha, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is that it is usur for use on Shabbos itself for everybody. In terms of after Shabbos, so that'll already depend on the circumstances. If it was done b'mezid, then it's going to be usur even after Shabbos. If it's done b'shogeg, it is not, and we'll see the details later in Shin Yud Ches. Here, we're dealing with a different kind of a malacha. The Isser of Shehiyah does not involve any action. The Isser of Shehiyah is leaving it on the fire. As such, the halachas are different. So it says, V'im shochach v'shoho. If somebody forgot and he left it there. So, im hutafshil shebishel kol tzarko mutter afiluhu mitztamek v'yafalo. Chazal said that as long as it was edible before you left it on the fire, so what you're gaining is an addition in flavor. But we're not talking about having taken something that was inedible and making it edible. There, Chazal did not asr it b'di'evid. Since it was lo ka'ovid maisa, the isser that you did was not an isser of an action. You're allowed to place something on the fire before Shabbos. The isser was the fact that you didn't remove it. It was a passive isser. This passive isser, they did not asr b'di'evid so long as the benefit is minimal, meaning it was just an enhancement of flavor rather than making something edible. So if it was mevushal called tzarko, the halachi is that it will be mutter b'di'evid if someone accidentally left it there. What's included in accidentally leaving it there? He didn't realize, he just forgot it there, or he didn't know the halacha. Either one. V'im utafshel shehischel hisbasho v'lo bishel called tzarko. What if it was not even fully cooked? Oser ad matzoi Shabbos. There, it's going to be usur until after Shabbos. The halacha here would be that because the benefit is great, it became edible. Chazal asered it even b'di'evid. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings down the shita of the Hagos Oshri, And he says that it's usur after Shabbos, you have to wait b'chdeshi yasa, which is the amount of time that it takes for it, for you to be able to have cooked this after Shabbos. The reason being that since you didn't do an act of isur, a person that will be neheneh from it will then be tempted next week to go do the same thing. He'll say to himself, well, listen, at least I gained on the deal. I got freshly cooked food right after Shabbos. So if someone's going to go ahead and someone went ahead and did a maisa of Isser, no one's going to go ahead and break Shabbos in order to gain a couple of hours. Whereas if what you're dealing with is a person will here just passively broke Shabbos, so we're afraid that since he realized he gained on the deal, next week he'll be tempted to do it. So the Hagos Ashu says that you have to wait b'chdei she'yasa. However, the Lashon of the Rambam is not like this. The Lashon of the Rambam is mashma that it's mutter right after Shabbos miyad. From the order of the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the Rambam has the last word here. V'im ovar v'shoha, what happens if you did it b'mezid, you knew it was osir, and nevertheless you left it on the fire, and now you want to do tshuva, osir b'shnehem, so even though it was fully cooked, all you gained was an enhancement of flavor. Since it was done b'mezid, it is osur till matzoy Shabbos. And the Ramah adds, "Hago ad b'chdei she'yasu." You have to wait here ad b'chdei she'yasu, the amount of time that you would have had to wait in order to be able to cook food and get it freshly after Shabbos, to warm up food, whatever it was that was done here. So lamaisa, the way it comes out then, is that according to the Mechaber, if it's only mitztamik v'yafalo, but it was fully cooked before, if it was b'shogig, it's mutter, and if it's b'mezid, it is aser. If it was not fully cooked, shogig and mezid are both aser. How long? Shogig to matzoy Shabbos, mezid, the Ramah says, you need b'chdei she'yasa. And although by shogig, the Hagos Ashri also says that you need b'chdei she'yasa, the Rambam there disagrees. Says the Ramah further now, although we have not yet learned the halachas of chazora, of returning a pot to the fire on Shabbos, we're soon going to see that that's aser. Vim hechzira eini Yehudi b'Shabbos. What happens if a non-Jew broke the iser of chazora? I mean, a non-Jew returned it for the sake of a Jew. Now, chazora is more severe than shehiya because returning it is aser as a forbidden act. It wasn't just that you left it there; you actually returned it. As such, we would not have the leniencies that we just saw, that if it was mevushal called sarko, then you're allowed to have that minimal hana of the enhancement of flavor. Nevertheless, the Ramah is telling us that if it was done by a non-Jew, we'll give it the same halacha as if it were done by a Jew without a maisa. So chazora by a non-Jew will get the coolest of shehiya. Im erzira eni Yehudi b'Shabbos, dino keshochach v'shoah, that as long as it was mevushal called sarko, even though the flavor was enhanced, it's mutter. Whereas v'mechziro yisrael dino ka'avar v'shah, if a yisrael returned it, it'll have the halacha of avar v'shah, even though it was done b'shogig, because here he did a maisa, he did an act, so it's going to be usher till after Shabbos, even though it was fully cooked and all you did was enhance the flavor. V'mitztamik v'ra'a lo mutter. Whereas, if the food got ruined by being left on or being put back, Shaharei lo nen, so the halach is its mutter, that you're allowed to benefit. Why Shaharei lo nen amin iser? What did you do? You put it back on the fire and you ruined the taste. So there is no iser. We don't say that once an iser was done to that pot, you can't eat it on Shabbos. It's only if you benefit from it. In this case, you're not benefiting from it, so it would be mutter. So all in all, the halach is, according to the Mechaber, that it is aser to leave something on the fire that gets better with time, that is mitztamik v'yafalo, unless you cover the coals or you remove them. If you did it b'shogeg, so long as the food was fully cooked before Shabbos, it is mutter. If you did it, if it wasn't fully cooked before Shabbos, it'll be aser. If you did it b'mezid, then the halacha will be that if it was fully cooked, even if it was fully cooked, it's still going to be usher. It's still going to be usher till matzoy Shabbos ad bechdei she'yasa. With regard to the halachas of chazara, whether it be b'shogig or b'mezid, the halach is that it's going to be usher till after Shabbos. And if it was done by a non-Jew, then if it was fully cooked, the halach is that it's going to be mutter it's going to be mutter. That's not considered enough of a benefit to aser it. The Mishneh Berurah brings a Magen Avraham that in a case of chazora b'shogeg, even though you did a maisa, it is only aser to you on Shabbos, but other people are allowed to benefit from it. So in a case that we'll learn later, where chazora is going to be aser, if someone accidentally, even not knowing the halacha, which is a common case, or forgot himself, didn't realize what he was doing, if he did it, then although he's not allowed to eat it, the Magen Avraham is matir giving this to other people.